Well, here we are, Misguided Shenanigans, back for 2022, and
it's a shit show.
What a kickoff to 2022. It's been a ride, man. These first couple of weeks, it's been a ride. I know you've been sick. We had COVID enter our domain. My wife's still getting over that. It's been about 4 weeks now. And yeah, man, we've had two winter storms. So Zach finally went back to school today. And then supposed to get some freezing rain and snow mix tonight. So they're going to delay school tomorrow for a couple hours. You know, been in the teens. It's been great. It's been great. I will say the last weekend was a blast. We, because we got a foot of snow. We got a 1 foot of snow. We got more snow than I've seen in quite a very long time. But just went out sledding all day. Snowball fights, build snowmen.
Yeah, I saw the video of you sledding. Yeah, old man sledding.
Yeah, I should probably post that on the Shenanigans, huh?
Yeah, you should. You should. Looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a good time, man. It was fun. But
for me, during Christmas Day, wife was sick. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, she was sick all that weekend. I started getting sick the next week. Started with the flu, then got an upper respiratory infection, which turned into bronchitis.
Good God.
Turned into pneumonia. No COVID though. Nope. COVID free. So there's a plus, but no.
It's insane.
Had a trifecta there, you know?
That's insane. It's insane. But it's
going with the old school trifecta.
Yeah, man. The old hat trick, as they would say in hockey. It's the old hat trick. Yeah, we didn't. I mean, Lisa got COVID and we, you know, positive tests and all. And Zach and I, zero symptoms, nothing.
Nice.
Not a thing. Yeah. It was, I think we got lucky. Like, maybe I'm asymptomatic. I don't know. You know, maybe I had it and didn't know it, but I don't know. Zach and I didn't get sick, you know, knock on wood, it stays that way. But, you know, I feel like with everybody back in school and stuff like that, like I figure at this point, I mean, being over halfway through the school year, just about halfway through the school year, you know, we would have seen a cold or the flu or whatever, you know. So far, again, knock on wood, we haven't seen that here. So, you know, Zach's real good about keeping his mask on at school. We still mask up when we go out, but you know, that one little slip up at Christmas, man, had some family in town and they didn't know they had it. Didn't know they had it. Didn't find out till they got home. So it's just been a shit show, bro. It's been a shit show. But
well, let me tell you about the shit show out here in the West Coast. Starts off going back to work.
Yep.
Half our people are calling out sick.
Oh.
Kids going to school. Each week a new kid tests positive for COVID. So it's constantly checking your kid's temperature twice a day.
Yep.
Both classes. So that's fantastic.
Yep.
Then there's the tsunami.
The what?
Tsunami. We had tsunamis hit California.
No way.
Yeah, so the earthquake, the volcano that erupted in Tongi or whatever it was, caused an earthquake, which made tsunamis happen. And the waves, Northern California, some of their beaches got hit harder with some of the waves, but like nothing major damaging, but sirens going off. You could see like the waters in the ocean recede out and the beach is like bare, and then you'd see the waters come in and crash. And yeah, so tsunami last weekend. Yeah, you know,
how did that? Well, I don't watch the news, so I guess that's probably why I didn't hear about it. That's insane.
Yeah, this volcano erupted underwater and caused an earthquake, which causes the ripples in the waves, which causes tsunamis. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, cheers to 2022. Hey, listen, it can only get better from here, right?
Dude, I don't know, because we lost Bob Saget already. And, you know, 2022, like, fuck off.
Betty White, a couple days
before. Betty White was last year. Betty White was last year.
Was it?
She hit, right, like New Year's Eve or something.
Oh, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
But Bob Saget, dude just got his booster, was doing stand-up shows, and boom, they found him dead.
Yeah.
I haven't even heard causes yet, but he's doing shows in Orlando.
No kidding. That's insane, man. Yeah. I don't know. You know, we had put out the good vibes, I feel like, at the end of the year on our last podcast of the season, for us anyway.
I feel like 2022 just sat there and said, you know what? 2020, 2021, hold my beer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, you know, but I don't know, man. All right. One of the pluses was we got to see Spider-Man.
Ah.
And I don't even know what to say about it. I had tears in my eyes.
Best Spider-Man ever.
It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. Everything the Spider-Man fans wanted to see, I felt like was in it. You know?
Yeah, you had Tobey Maguire. You had Andrew Garfield, which denied it all the way up until it happened.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He did. I saw something not too soon after that. Her name escapes me. Played Gwen in the Garfield series.
I know who you're talking about.
Emma Stone?
She was in... Yeah, Emma Stone, that's it.
Yeah, apparently he lied to her too and said, nope, I wasn't in it. I'm not in it, which is pretty awesome. I thought that was pretty cool. But,
And he's the first one you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but to see all three of those guys on the same screen, I mean, then you throw in the classic villains. I mean... It was glorious. It was glorious. And we saw it at the theater. We messed up and went to the theater and saw it. And I think it was probably 2 weeks later, I think. So the theater wasn't packed at all. So
I think that's where we got the flu, because the kids got sick and we had just gone to the theater, and then Jody got sick right after.
Yeah. It's possible.
And it was pretty packed.
Yeah. No, that's why we waited. You know, I didn't want to be sitting in a theater full of people. So we waited a couple weeks but man, was it worth the wait? Holy shit. I avoided social media. Didn't see any of the spoilers. You know, it was great. It was great. Set up Doctor Strange nicely.
Oh yeah, it did. It did.
That's going to be a hell of a movie.
It kind of started setting up the Sinister Six as well.
Yeah, it did a little. I was really upset with the Venom portion of it. How they pulled him out.
Do you know why?
No.
They're going to bring in Agent Venom into the MCU, and it'll be played by Flash Thompson. Now, which Flash Thompson, we don't know. But we're getting Agent Venom.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like I want to see Agent Venom. I want to see Venom.
Agent Venom is a big part of like US Agent and Romanoff's sister, that whole group. They're like the anti-hero Avengers.
Oh.
Yeah. So they got they get US Agent. So I'm excited because of that, of how like it now links and opens up for Agent Venom to come in.
Yeah.
So can you imagine Agent Venom, Black Widow's sister, U.S. agent, like having that group and the chaos and what can ensue with that.
Okay. I did not put that together. That's awesome. I can deal with that. Yep. I can deal with that. But when I didn't know that up until 3 seconds ago, I was super disappointed because I wanted to see Tom Hardy in the Spider-Verse. Like, I wanted to see him in the MCU. And I still do.
We may see it. I don't know. That's going to be kind of... I mean, they're trying to spin off Venom in its own verse, which they can with all the symbiotes and stuff that they got going on.
Oh, sure, for sure.
We may still see it. I'd like to see it. But the fact that they did that to spin off Agent Venom and have that possibility, that's huge.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Because I actually wouldn't mind seeing, I don't know if anybody's read the King in Black series comic, but it's Venom. But he teams with the Avengers and all to go against the King in Black. So the King of the Symbiotes, which would be really cool to see on screen. But again, you'd have to have the X-Men, you'd have to have the Avengers, you'd have to have, you know, so
that could be phase five, phase six.
Yeah, it could be. It could be. I think I read today Avengers 5 is 5 years or is years away at this point, Avengers 5. So it's going to be completely different. I mean, it's, you know, I don't think we're going to see the same characters or maybe the same actors. I don't know. I think it's just going to be different, right? I mean, because now you've got the Eternals, you know, which we saw over the break as well, which was fantastic. I enjoyed the Eternals a lot, and I didn't know much about them either. I know we had talked about it on a previous podcast. I didn't know much about the Eternals, but really enjoyed the movie. Thought they did really well with it.
It definitely sets up like almost, it's almost like Greek mythology, right? You always had like the Titans and then you had the gods and all that. So you have the Celestials and then the beings created after that and how all that like kind of tapers into the universe.
Yep.
I think what's interesting though, kind of going back to best kept secrets, Hugh Jackman and Sir Patrick are both denying that they have a part in MCU. But there has been leaks that they have signed contracts. And they have been reported in areas where they're filming movies. Now, with the multiverse of madness, you could see the X-Men brought in through that. And you could see Hugh Jackman and Sir Patrick playing different versions of themselves, which gets around them saying, that character's dead, I'm never doing it again. Because it would be a different version of that character.
Right.
And supposedly, like, we're going to see the X-Men. Disney and Marvel keep saying, oh, it's years off, but apparently there's things leaking out that it's going to be sooner than we think.
Well, I hope so. Because I want to see the Fantastic Four, too. You know?
Yeah.
I want to
see. Did you see the trailer for Moon Knight and the new Moon Knight outfit?
Oh, during Monday Night Football. It's going to be awesome. And I was skeptical about Oscar Isaac. I said it on a previous podcast. I was skeptical, but I like what I've seen so far.
Not me. I think that character fits him better than Apocalypse did.
Yeah.
And I feel like it caters to his strengths and he's a good casting for it.
Yeah. Oh, so. Yeah, I agree now. You know, like I said, what I've seen so far, I've definitely liked. I mean, it, you know, there's going to be so much coming out, even just this
year. Oh yeah,
just this year is going to be great. Morbius is coming out what, in April? Because they pushed it back.
No, did they push it back again? Oh, man, I thought it was coming out soon.
Yeah, well, because of the success of No Way Home, they pushed it out. So Doctor Strange will be coming out. I think Doctor Strange is before. I should have looked this up before, but it's been a busy day. I want to say Doctor Strange is before. dude, I can't even form a thought right now. That's how crazy these couple of weeks have been, kids. It's been a hell of a couple of weeks. Morbius. Sorry, that's what I was trying to say. But yeah, man, I'm excited. And then Boba Fett, been watching that.
What do you think?
It is very, very meh.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, I love it.
I don't hate it, but I don't love it. I don't, it's
they got to fill in the backstory though. They got to tell what happened to him.
I agree with you, but and I think they did that really well in the first two episodes. And we just watched four tonight. And I'm just, I guess maybe I'm just trying to compare it to Mando. You know, I mean, Mando, there was quite a bit of action and, you know, a lot of storytelling, but there was action. In this, there's just not much. There's not much. A lot of storytelling, which is okay. You know, I love the fact that they dove into the Tusken Raiders backstory.
Yeah.
With Mando, yes. Or not with Mando, with Boba. I thought that was great.
And then the Hutts, like the Hutts, twins.
Yep. Love the fact they brought the Rancor in.
Oh, yeah. Trio. Yeah, bringing that back.
I mean, because we...
Danny Trejo!
All four of us were sitting on the couch. And while Boba's sitting on the throne and he opens the floor to send the Wookiee down there, I think it was mm-hmm. the Wookiee, right? And I was like, oh, my God, please tell me there's a Rancor in there. And there wasn't. Twice.
No. It was the assassin.
That's it.
The assassin. Captured.
Yep. That's it. And
then the Wookiee went down.
Yep. And I was like, man, they showed the pit twice and there was no Rancor. Like, I'm fucking pissed at this point. I'm like, God damn it. I just want to see a Rancor. And then sure enough, up drives Danny Trejo, man, driving that. Yes. And now Boba's going to try to ride it. Like, holy shit, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. But it has not really excited me the way that I thought it would.
So there's been some action scenes, but you got to remember some of Mandalorian was pretty slow.
Yep.
Like, not all the episodes had a lot of action. I feel like this is like, you got to tell the backstory mm-hmm. because there's so many different things happening. Like, how did he get his suit back? We know he got his suit back, but what happened in between? Like, how did he get out of the pit?
Right.
What about his ship? Where was his ship the whole time? So I like the fact that they're filling in all the details.
Yeah.
Where was he? What happened? Why is he the way he is now? How did he pick up the assassin as like his number one, you know?
And by the way,
how did huh?
ship
Finway? Yeah.
His ship is Slave One. Okay. It's not.
Oh, fire yeah. What did they spray. Call it?
It's like fire spray or some shit. Like, God damn it. Fucking. I was upset, man. I was upset.
Yeah.
I was upset. I just, that's what it's always been. It's always been that way. Why change it? Because somebody got butt hurt. Don't change it. It's Slave One. That's what it's called. He was a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
He was a bounty hunter. Anyways, let's not go down that hole.
Well, was it Kratarzin? Is it Kratarzin? What's the Wookiee?
Fuck, man, I can't pronounce his name. I have no idea.
Dude, badass.
Yep.
Badass.
Yep. I'm going to see an origin to him. I want to know how he was trained to be that way. Because we haven't seen anything from the Wookiees. You know, we've seen Chewie.
Yeah.
We saw a little bit in, what was it, episode, was it episode two?
Three.
It was two or three, you know, that they went to Chewie's home land or home planet, whatever it is. And so we saw a little bit there, but there's no backstory. Like, I want to see some backstory to him because he's a bad motherfucker. He is a bad motherfucker, dude. He is yep. awesome. He is awesome. So that was really exciting to see.
I don't think it's going to disappoint when it's all over. I think it's going to pick up.
I hope I really it does. I hope it does. Cause I think I slept through about 20 minutes of the episode tonight before we did the podcast. Like,
there was some action scenes, like when it's sitting there going back to the Sarlacc pit and it like blows up the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah.
And then what was the other big action scene?
With the 50s, the 50s style speeder bikes.
Oh, yeah.
Gang, whatever they call
them. Eradicated them.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Yep.
That was cool. That was cool. But yeah, and I'm a Boba guy, man. I love Boba Fett. And like I said, I like the backstory, but it's really time to dig in now. I mean, you're four episodes in to. You know, I don't think we're going to get more than one season of this. I think it's going to be a one and done.
You think so?
Yeah, and I think maybe he'll cross into, you know, he'll cross into Mando for the next season, maybe the last season of Mando. But I mean,
I don't know. There's a lot of marketing and stuff put behind it. So
yeah,
one season. I don't know.
I don't know. I according to what was I watching, or I saw it like Cineblend or something like that. Maybe it was comicbook.com. I'm not sure who put the article out, but I mean, you know, after the third episode of Mando, like the viewership tanked straight down. So we'll see. We'll see if they do another one. But yeah. I mean, I trust Favreau, man. You know, Filoni, trust him. So yep. don't do me wrong here, boys. Don't do me wrong.
Don't do me dirty.
No, don't. But, you know, like I said, hopefully it picks up, because I want to see it pick up and lead into a really killer last season of Mandalorian, is what I'm hoping.
Kind of speaking of shows, this is a little bit different, but have you seen Peacemaker yet?
Yes. Yes.
So for our viewers that don't know what this is, Peacemaker is a DC comic, and he was on the
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad. Yep.
Is that your naked child behind us? Behind you?
Apparently, he's interrupting our podcast to get a Gatorade.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's awesome.
But yeah, so he was in Suicide Squad and gets crushed by a building.
Yep. Yeah.
And so then this picks up where that leaves off. What do you think? What's your thoughts? Let me start with, how many episodes have you seen so far?
Well, the fourth one came out tonight, so we haven't watched that one yet, but we've watched the first three. And fan-fucking-tastic. James Gunn is a fucking genius. He's a genius.
Oh, yeah. It's got a very Guardians feel to it.
It does. The soundtrack, Lisa even said it. Oh, yeah. The soundtrack is A++++++. The story is phenomenal. John Cena, they could not have gotten a better guy to play Peacemaker.
Oh, yeah.
John Cena is perfect.
If you take Doom Patrol and mixed it with Guardians, to me, that's what you get out of Peacemaker.
Yeah, I think so. That's true. Because the weird bodyguard, like the samurai bodyguard, real strange guy. Real strange guy in the third episode. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It's fucking good.
And the dance sequence they do in the intro.
Genius. It's fucking genius, dude. And you know me, like I think Marvel outdoes DC in film. Hands down, 100%, 99.9999% of the time. Well, this is that 0.00001% where DC actually, it's actually higher than that now, because Doom Patrol, I'm finally in season three of Doom Patrol, and it's fucking fantastic.
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 Oh, I finished
fantastic.
It.
Did you? I'm going to try to finish it by the end of the weekend.
But when you're sick for like 3 weeks, all you do is watch TV.
No shit. But Peacemaker, they have done a phenomenal. The cast is great. Every single one of them is great. Yeah. And I don't have all the names in front of me, so I'm not even going to rattle them off. But
it's got that one girl from Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
It's got, I don't know. Like a lot of the cast, it was like no name characters. So.
Yeah. Yep.
And people you haven't seen before have been in like smaller stuff. Yeah. So.
Which is great. Which is great, because they all meant, and I'm, because John Cena's done some major films. I mean, he's done some big name pictures, but, yeah, a lot of these smaller actors and actresses are just phenomenal. They're phenomenal. Yep. I love it. The story behind it is fantastic. His dad. What a fucking prick. This guy.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. What's his name?
Oh, he played Terminator and the Terminator and
T-1000.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know. I don't remember what his name is, but just fantastic, man. I think
Robert Patrick.
Yeah, that's it. Robert Patrick. Yep. Phenomenal. absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. I can't say enough good things about the Peacemaker. It's awesome. Lisa loves it, dude. Lisa loves it. She loves
it. My wife hates it. She's like, I like John Cena, but this is dumb. I'm like, really? Okay, well, I'll still watch it.
Oh, yeah.
She hated Doom Patrol too, though.
She what?
She hated Doom Patrol too, though.
Oh, no. I like season two Doom Patrol got a little bit weird for me. actually got a lot. It was a lot weird.
It did.
But the way they kicked it off with season three, I think was really good. So I'm excited to see the final, however many episodes are left. I think I'm on episode four. So I think there's like 14 in a season or something like that. But yeah, just great. Peacemaker. Again, it's 10 stars for me. Watch it. Watch it. Don't let your kids watch it. BT
no. No.
Is not safe for kids at all.
Especially at the helmets that he has.
Yes. Yes. The helmets are. Yep. Yep. And even just the language. A lot of P and V talk, right? A lot of P and V talk.
Yep.
A lot of nudity. So yeah.
Keep
it away from the kids. Keep it away from the kids. But the adults fucking enjoy that shit because it's really good.
I'll tell you something else I got into. It's not Marvel or DC, but started watching Showtime, right? Mm. And Dexter, New Blood's out. So got into that.
Okay.
Although I feel like it's a one and done thing, which kind of pisses me off.
Yeah.
I liked it. I liked how it ended. It was a good series, but I wanted more. I'm like, you could have kept this going for like three seasons easy.
Yeah.
But whatever. And then I started watching this other one called Yellow Jackets, which is very interesting. It's basically about, it's this one, another one, great soundtrack. Mm. A lot of the music is from the 90s because about this 90s group of girls that were playing soccer and they were flying to a tournament and the plane crashes and they're lost for like 2 years or something like that, for like 18 months. And they're having to survive stranded in the woods. And there's all these crazy things that happen and not all of them make it back. And then you get to see like it flips between what happened back then and then them in modern day. And people try to figure out like what happened when they were gone. It's got Christina Ricci in it. It's got who's the Natural Born Killers?
Well, Woody Harrelson and
the other one, the girl.
Oh, man, tonight's not the night for names. She's phenomenal. She's been in so many.
Juliette things. Lewis.
Yes, Juliette Lewis. That's right. That's right.
It's got her. It's got dude. It's got such a great cast. And I was hooked. Like first episode in, and supposedly I guess they're gonna try to stretch it out to four seasons.
Mm.
I'm in. Like this is really cool. I really enjoy it.
You know what? We need to talk about
what?
Probably the most underrated show of all time, in my opinion.
Okay.
Coggins. Timothy Oliphant.
Oh, yeah. Justified.
Bringing back Justified. Now, yes. Walter Coggins has not been cast, as far as I know, which would be a devastating blow. It would be a devastating blow. But this is going to be based in Detroit. This cowboy, Timothy Oliphant, officer. What is he? He was FBI, wasn't he?
No, he was Marshall.
Marshall, that's right. U.S. Marshall. And when I saw that, I texted you right away. I was like, this is because you got me onto Justified. I was super sick. I don't remember what year it was, but I was super sick. And you had sent it to me on a fucking zip drive. Remember? Yeah. And I put the zip drive in my computer and I binged the whole seven seasons or eight seasons, whatever it is. I think it was seven. Binged the whole seven seasons. By far the most underrated television series, in my opinion, of all time. Probably one of the best television series of all time.
If you liked like Ozark or like Breaking Bad or The Shield, that's what it's like. Yep. And if you like Timothy Oliphant in Deadwood, he's basically playing a very similar character.
Yep.
But in modern day, which is even better.
Yeah. In Kentucky. In yeah. backwoods well, fucking Kentucky.
That's why I don't think Walter Coggins is going to be recast, is because he was in Kentucky.
Yep.
He'll probably cast somebody in Detroit.
Yeah. Well, and at the end of it, he was in prison anyway. But still, I mean, he had dealings with the Detroit boys. So I don't know. Maybe we'll get at least a cameo. Walter will never hear this, but if you hear this, get on that fucking show, bro. Get on it. Get on it. Because it won't be the same.
Yeah.
But I had to bring that up, man, because I am so fucking excited for that. I can't stand it.
It's going to be a good year. Good year for shows. I saw Lord of the Rings. They got a Lord of the Rings show that they're launching. So kind yeah. of, I want to check that out, see how that goes.
Yeah.
She-Hulk. Yep. Moon Knight. And then the movies, man. You got Doctor Strange. You've got John Wick 4. Isn't that supposed to be out this year?
And that'll be out this year. Morbius.
Yep, Morbius.
Well, the Batman is in April. And that's oh, yeah. 3 hours. The release time came out today for that. 2 hours and 57 minutes. It
is it Aquaman 2 coming out too? Or is that next year?
They just wrapped filming on that. So I think it's 2023. Because okay. that and The Flash, I think, come out in the same year. But no, the Batman, you know, slated for almost 3 hours, and it's going to beat Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight Rises, which was like 2.5 hours, I think, in runtime. So it's going to be longer than that, which
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
That is a long movie.
It is.
I like it.
Yep, it is.
A lot of the movies are long. Like Eternals was like, dude, I don't know how long that movie was, but that was a long movie. And so was Spider-Man, too.
Yeah, I think Eternals was damn near 3 hours, I think. Because we went to the theater for that one again, and there was four people in there. And it was like the three, Lisa, Zach, and I, and then one other person. So there wasn't a whole lot of people in there. But again, it was weeks and weeks and weeks after it came out. So, but yeah, it's going to be a hell of a year, man. We're going to have a lot to talk about. And, I'm excited, dude. I'm excited to kick off 2022. And, you know, hopefully we get started in that upward trend direction instead of staying down here.
What was the other one I was thinking of?
I don't know.
There's one more I was excited about. Oh,
Ozark comes out tomorrow, 21st, first part of season 4.
Ah, yeah. Definitely gotta watch that.
Yep.
Gotta watch that. And then I watched Ray Donovan. The movie, so I guess that series is done, and they did a movie for a finale for that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I never saw that one, so I couldn't. Yeah. I can't really speak to that one, but.
And then, did you see who they cast as Ghost Rider? Finally.
I wasn't aware a cast had been made.
Yes, contract signed to play Johnny Blaze.
Who?
Daryl.
Did they sign? Walking Dead.
Yeah. Norman Reedus will be playing Ghost Rider.
Is that official?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Norman Reedus. Hold on a second. I got to look this. I'm looking this up because.
I think it was announced over the holidays or something.
I feel like. Yeah, December 29th, 2021. Yeah, Ghost Rider has been cast in the MCU, and it's Norman Reedus, December 29th, 2021.
Yep.
No shit. I mean, can't hate it.
No.
You definitely can't hate it.
I think my first choice would have been Keanu Reeves.
Agreed.
Just because he's avid bike rider, builds his own bikes, has a bike shop.
Yeah.
So you know he do the stunts and stuff. He does his own stunts. Plus, I feel like his acting style would fit with it.
Yeah.
If I can't have Keanu, I'll take Norman Reedus. That's like my number two. So.
Well, Norman Reedus is a big biker too. I mean, he's got a show on. Is it Discovery?
Yeah, I saw where he like rode up and down the PCH here in California.
Yeah.
And episodes and stops.
Yeah. So he definitely rides. I mean, he's a skilled veteran rider. So, and yep. I mean, he's awesome in The Walking Dead. So I don't hate that casting at all. I think it's going to be great.
Okay. Could be wrong about this, but if I'm not mistaken, The Walking Dead is when he started to ride. And that was part of him getting the role and keeping the role.
Oh, really?
And from there, he fell in love with it and became an avid bike rider, if I'm not mistaken. It could be wrong, but I think that's where his love of bikes came from, was playing that character and riding bikes all the time.
No kidding. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's awesome. That's great news. That's a good cast. I like it.
Isn't it?
I like it, man.
I mean, sheesh.
Yep. And did you see that Keaton signed on for the Batgirl movie, too?
I didn't even know they were making a Batgirl movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. And it's going to be pretty good from what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And it could cross over to the Flash.
Yeah, it's DC and they fuck things up. So
they do.
I'll go in with low to no expectations.
That's the only way
I can survive.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I'm excited for the Batman. I think that's going to be good. And, we'll kind of see how that ties into the Catwoman series or the Catwoman movie. But man, I don't know. Lots to look forward to this year, dude. We're gonna have a shit ton to talk about.
Yep.
I want to get some live stuff in here. Maybe we'll do a YouTube live or some shit, however the fuck you do that stuff on here. I don't know. Adam, if you're out there, you can help me with that. guys, listen, lots to look forward to. Thanks for joining us on our first episode of 2022. And Finny, what are the usual channels they can follow us on?
They can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. We are now on TikTok, all at Misguided Shenanigans. And you can even email us at misguidedshenanigans@outlook.com.
That's right. That's right. There it is.
Until then, try to, make sure that you don't fall into 2022's trap of fucking up the year. Yep. And enjoy yourself, do some great things, and we'll see you next time.
That's it. Have a good week, peeps. Later on.